This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Now when you're down to that old bottom dollar, pondering what that might buy, remember when you had a fistful, there was nothing that you could not try.
His name is Joel Mabus, and he's been writing and singing and playing the blues for just about as long as he can remember. He grew up in a southern Illinois town, but these days home is Portage near Kalamazoo.
But things ain't so fine at the end of the line. Welcome back to the blues.
Some label him a folk artist, others Americana. Joel says it's all blues to him. Joel Mabus has just released his 22nd album, A Bird in This World. Joel Mabus, a pleasure to have you with us today on Stateside.
Very nice to speak with you today.
Now, your biography says, I love the way this was, that your hometown in southern Illinois was, and I'll quote, about 105 miles southeast of Mark Twain, 190 miles northwest of Bill Monroe, 110 miles southwest of Burl Ives, and just over the river and up the hill from Scott Joplin. It seems while other kids your age were listening to the Beatles, you were listening to...
I was listening a lot to Bill Monroe and hillbilly music, the music that my parents played. They were professional musicians back in the 1930s, and that kind of music was really turning me on, the old root, what is now called roots music. In those days, we called it hillbilly music. And I also listened a lot to blues growing up, especially when I was old enough to have a turntable of my own and could choose the kind of music I wanted to listen to.
And where do you think that came from, especially this attraction to the blues? We want to talk about the blues because A Bird in This World is the blues, but where'd that come from?
The part of the world I grew up in, which is southern Illinois, and Belleville was the name of the town, which is just across the river from the city of St. Louis. And one of my earliest memories outside of, you know, crawling around on my living room floor was going over to St. Louis for shopping expeditions with my family, especially around Christmas time. And there would be blues singers on the street corners, which is nothing you see these days in this world. But these were when I was just a little kid, these were large black men with guitars made out of steel. They had these steel-bodied guitars, and I had never seen anything like that. And I remember one fella had a tin cup welded to his guitar. Mm. And they would sell pencils on the street and sing the blues at the top of their voice. And it was just amazing to me. And of course, I'm not going to say I learned at their knee. It was a sort of thing that made a huge impression on me. And then later on, when I could find, during the folk revival of the 60s, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Lightnin' Hopkins, all these guys. That's the stuff I heard. And it was really part of my music. Something really spoke to me with the acoustic blues. A lot of people that sometimes now call country blues, because it's not coming out of the cities of Chicago or Memphis and such.
I'm speaking with Joel Mabus, who is out with his 24th album, A Bird in This World. And in you've got a track in there. Track 3 is called Hillbilly Singer, and you pose an interesting question, Joel, in that tune. What keeps you going, singing your heart out night after night? After, some 40 years of doing this, what is your answer to that question?
Well, people have asked me about that song. Who was that hillbilly singer? And then sometimes I think I was that hillbilly singer I was interviewing, because the answer is sometimes you sing for the money, sometimes you sing for the show, and there's a whole bunch of reasons why it keeps you going, and the last line is, sometimes you sing for the song. And it's an interesting field that I'm in. I sometimes tell people it is show business. It's a funny, weird little corner of show business, playing folk music at the folk clubs, and whether it's blues or hillbilly stuff or Irish tunes or banjo, whatever it is I'm playing. It's putting on a show for people and really just connecting with an audience. especially when it's not involving televisions and electronics and stuff. Just sitting across the, on one side of the stage and people listening intently on the other side of the stage, you really do connect with people, and I think that's what keeps me going.
Well, I asked him where next he was headed. He said, son, I don't rightly know. Some joint a whole lot like this one, just a ways further down the road. He said the boys in the band handle business, and they take me along for the ride. Just a wore-out hillbilly singer. Then he finished his beer and he smiled. He wrote me his name on a napkin, and he left with a tip of the hat. And here it is all these years later, I'm still remembering that.
Joel, I wondered what brought you to Michigan and what keeps you here?
Well, what brought me to Michigan is a longer story than you want to hear, but I went to school at Michigan State University. And by the time I was done with the 4 years, there was quite a nice folk music community happening right there in the Lansing, East Lansing area. And it felt like a good place to stay for a while, and I did for quite a while, and moved here to the Kalamazoo area in Portage about 18 years ago, 17, 18 years ago, because my wife has a job that brought her down here, and this was a nice town, too, and I've really enjoyed living, getting to know the joys of West Michigan. A little extra snow. But we have the lake an hour away, which has something to do with the snow.
Somewhat. It's the price you pay. I'm wondering, you travel around the country, you hear other artists, you perform elsewhere. Do you think there's anything distinct or notably different about the kind of blues and roots music being created here in Michigan versus other parts of the country?
What I often tell people is, because I've traveled all over the country, and in the roots music community, whether you want to call that folk or country blues or whatever, it reminds me of a flower garden. And in any one area, there are plants just coming on. The buds are getting ripe, and things are about to bloom, and there's flowers coming on. And in other places, the blooms have faded, and the folks are getting kind of old, and they wonder who's going to pick it up, who's going to keep it going. I play for organizations mostly. Sometimes they're associated with schools, sometimes they're not. Folk music organizations, often they're nonprofits, sometimes they're church, folk clubs, places in Michigan, the 10-pound fiddle in East Lansing, the Ark in Ann Arbor, every town has had one or two, and some of them have passed away. They've just kind of run out of gas, or a flower, as I say, that has reached the end of its cycle. But then again, you look around, you poke around, and you see new stuff growing. And I've seen a newer generation come on in Michigan, both performers and people interested in the music, who are in their 20s and 30s now. And they're taking this and running with it, and it's great to see.
Oh, you say you're letting this bird fly with this album, this 24th album, A Bird in This World, and it looks like there's another generation coming to take up the challenge.
Yeah, in fact, it was an interesting thing as we speak here. We have a native son of Michigan, Joshua Davis, who's on this TV show called The Voice, and he's still in the competition as we're talking. And a few weeks ago, when it was in the early stages of that, I happened to be up in Lansing, and I stopped in my favorite music stores up there, Elderly Instruments, and was just kind of talking with some of the guys. And we started talking about Josh because his bandmates were from Lansing, the band he was in called Steppin' In It. I said, isn't that something that Josh is on TV? And we were talking about that. And who walks in the store but Josh, who's having his guitar repaired and And we talked for quite a while about his brush with the with Hollywood there, and then he told me that some of the stuff he heard when he was a teenager was my music, and that's what really got him interested in playing what he calls what he would call folk music. And and I wished him well, and we swapped albums. He'd been hearing my Bird in This World on radio, and he said, "Well, that's a great album." I said, "I'll give you one." And he said, "Well, let me give you one of mine." So we went out to our cars and swapped CDs from their trunks of our cars, and I wish him well. But he's a good example of the younger generation. I know on that show he's considered the old man because he's what 35 years old or something.
Yeah.
But it's really gratifying to see that that there are people picking this stuff up where I've been putting it down.
Joel Maybus' 24th album, A Bird in This World. You can get all the information you need at joelmaybus.com. Great talking with you, Joel. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Cynthia. It's been great talking with you.
Well, I'm going to Kentucky. What you want me to bring you back? Going to Kentucky. What you want me to bring you back? A pint of good bourbon or a Louisville baseball?